shlishi. Veschele v'chatos yachtur ha-mizbecho. And the fats of the korban chatos, he will smoke on the mizbeach. This is referring to the fats of his par l'chatos, and the fats of the sa'ir l'ashem, the goat of the that was brought l'ashem. And although the pasuk does not tell us which fats were brought on the mizbeach, we learn out which fats they are from the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, pasuk Ches, where there Rashi tells us that there are extra words in the parsha of Par Kohen HaMashiach. And the pasuk says over there the extra words of Ves Kol Chelev Parachatas Yoram Imenu. From those words, Rashi there tells us that we learn out that just like by the Par Kohen HaMashiach, the emurim that were brought on the Mizbeach were the kloyos, the kidneys, the chalovim, the fats, the yoseres, and the diaphragm, so too by the Par Yom HaKippurim, the same emurim, the same fats, were brought on the Mizbeach. Ha'amishaleach es asor la'zozel, and the person who sent the goat la'zozel and threw the goat off the cliff, yechabes begodov v'rochas es b'sor b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah. Then he must wait until the sun sets, Harav Shemesh, V'achrechein Yovo El HaMachne. Afterwards, he may enter the Machne, which means the Machne Shechina, the Azorah. Ve'is Parachatos ve'seira Chatos. And the remaining parts of the bull for the Chatos, and the goat for the Chatos, Asher Huva es Domom L'chape Ba'Kodesh, whose blood was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yoitzi Amachus L'Machne, he will take out of all three Machnois these animals, v'sarfu v'esh, and he will burn them in fire, es oiroisam, their hides, ves besorum, and their flesh, ves pirsham, and their waste. Just like any chatas pnimi, any chatas whose blood was brought inside the oil maid, was completely burnt, all the remaining parts were burnt, the same halacha was by the par and sor of Yom Kippur. V'hasarif oisam, and the one that will burn these animals, yechabis begodav rochas es besorim b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, and then he will wait until Harav Shemesh, the sun, will set, v'achrechein yova el ha-machaneh, and afterwards he will be allowed to enter the machne shechina, the azara. This shall be to you for an everlasting decree. On the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, ta'anu es nafshei seichem, you shall pain your soul by not eating or drinking. And on Yom Kippur, you are not allowed to do work. Ho'ezroch, the native, the regular yid, v'hager hagar b'seichechem, and the ger that lives amongst you. Because on this day of Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive you to purify you. From all your averus before Hashem, you shall become purified. The pasuk at the end is saying that when will Hashem forgive you? Only if you will do tshuva and you will purify yourself from all your averus. Shabbat Shabboson Hilochem, a complete rest it shall be to you. This lashon of Shabbat Shabboson is only stated by Yom Kippur and on a regular Shabbos. But on Yom Tovim, it says just Shabbosin. The reason for this is because the level of rest on a Yontif is not as great as Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Because on a regular Yontif, you may do melacha, you may do work for Oichel Nefesh, for the preparation of food. For example, you may cook on Yontif. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you may not cook. Therefore, the pasuk says Shabbos Shabbosin. V'ini semes nafshei seichem, and you shall pain your soul, chukas oilam, an everlasting decree. Sephorna explains, why does it say twice chukas oilam, once in Pasuk Chav Tes, and a second time in Pasuk Lamed Aleph? He says, the first time where it says, v'hoiso lochem l'chukas oilam, ta'anu es nafshei seichem, the Pasuk is saying that you might think that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohen Gadol is doing all the avodos in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you might think it's not necessary to fast, it's not necessary to stop from doing work, since the main thing is the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does. Therefore the pasuk says, chukas oilam, it's an everlasting decree to fast and not to do work, even while the Kohen Gadol is doing the avodah. Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us the opposite way. You might think, when is there an isser to do work? And when is there a din that you must fast? That's only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing and the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. How do we know that the chiyuv to fast and not to do work is even after the Churban, even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Therefore, Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us, V'ini semes nafshesechem, you shall pain your soul, chukas olam, for an everlasting decree, even after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And the Pasuk continues by telling us that you might think that the Avodah of Yom Kippur can only be done by Aharon, because in this parasha, only Aharon is mentioned. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, any Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. V'chiper HaKohen. And any Kohen can do this Kapara. Whether he is a Kohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi, he is a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemna Mishcha, or Vashir Yimali Es Yodoi, or whether he is a Kohen Gadol that was just inaugurated without the Shemna Mishcha, because the Shemna Mishcha was hidden during the times of Yoshio, so there was no Shemna Mishcha after that. And the Kohanim Gedolim did not have any anointing, but rather they became Kohanim Gedolim by putting on the 8 begadim. So the Pasuk is saying that any Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah, whether he was Nimshach with the Shemana Mishcha, or whether he just became a Kohen Gadol by being inaugurated with the 8 clothing. Lechai tachas aviv, to be the Kohen and to serve instead of his father, because if he is fit for the job, the son will take the place of his father to become the Kohen Gadol. V'lovash es bigdei avod, bigdei hakodesh. And this Kohen Gadol will wear the linen clothing, the holy clothing. V'chiper es migdash hakodesh, and he will atone on the migdash hakodesh, the holy migdash, which means in the kodesh hakodashim he will place the blood. That's oyel moyed, and also in the oyel moyed, outside the pareches, he will sprinkle the blood. V'es hamizbeach yichaper, and place the blood on the mizbeach hapnimi. V'al hakoyanim, and on the Kohanim, v'akol am hakohol, and on all the congregation of the people, yechaper, he will atone. V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas olam, and this shall be to you for an everlasting decree, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatoisam achas bashono, to atone on the b'nei Yisrael once a year for all of their averis. And the Pasuk is saying that even though there is no Beis HaMikdash, still through tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. V'yas, and Aaron did, when Yom Kippur came, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, all these avoidos, like Hashem told Moshe. And Aaron did not do this for his own greatness, but rather only to be Mekayim, to fulfill the Gezerah, the decree of Hashem. Now let us see the Rashi's from Sheni. Pasuk Yud Ches, El HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. And he went to the Mizbeach, which was before Hashem. Zeh Mizbeach Azov. This is the golden Mizbeach, Shehu Lefnei Hashem Bahechel, which is before Hashem, in the Hechel, in the Oil Moed. So if he remains inside the oil maid, why does the Pasuk say V'yotza, he went out? Since he sprinkled the dam, the blood, before the Peroiches, and he stood from the Mizbeach inward, and he sprinkled the blood, and when he placed the blood on the Mizbeach, his kiku lotes min HaMizbeach ulechut, he must go out from the Mizbeach outward, the Aschel Mikaren Mizrachas Tzvoynes, and start from the northeastern corner. So therefore he must stand outward from the Mizbeach outward, between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Olam Moed. V'chiper Olav, and he will atone on the Mizbeach. Umahi Kaparose, what is its atonement? V'lokach Midam HaPar, Umidam HaSor, Muravim Zelotech Zeh. He will mix the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat together, and put it on the corners of the Mizbeach. V'hiza Olav Min Adom, after he placed the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach, Maza Hazois al Gagoi, he will sprinkle Zion Hazois, 7 sprinkles on its roof, V'tiaroi, and he will purify it, Mima She'ovar, from the past, Tuma, V'kidushay la'asid lavoi, and sanctify it for the future, since it lost its Kedusha by becoming Tame. Now he will reinstate this Kedusha. Ish iti, a timely man, Hamuchan lekach miyam esmoil, one who was prepared from the previous day, may ace la ace, from the day before. Uvo Aaron el oil maid, and Aaron will enter into the oil maid. Amru Rabbi Seinu she'ein zeh mekoyim shel mikrozeh. Our chacham tell us this pasuk is out of order. V'nosne tam ledevrayim b'mesechtes yuma, and they say their reason in mesechtes yuma. V'amru, and they say kol haparsha kula amar ala seder. This whole parsha was said in the order of the avoda. Chus mi biazu, except for this entering into the oil maid. Shehi achar asiyas oilasei v'oilasaam, because this took place after the kohen gadol did his oila and the oila of the Faktoras emuri parvisora, and the smoking of the parts of the bull and the seer soil Hashem. Shinasim b'chus b'big dezov, which they were done outside while the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Bigdei Zov, the Toivel, and he will immerse himself in the mikvah, Mekadesh, wash his hands and feet, Upoishtan, and remove the Bigdei Zov, Veloivesh Bigdei Lavan, and put on the Bigdei Lavan. Really, the order should be in Rashi. Umekadesh, he will wash his hands and feet, Upoishtan, and remove the Bigdei Zov, Vitoivel, and immerse himself in the mikvah on the roof of Beis Parva, and then put on the Bigdei Lavan. And he will enter the Oil Moed, Lahoitzias Akafes Amachta, to remove the ladle which was used to bring in the Keteres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vesamachta, and the shovel that was carrying the coals, Shehikdir Bo HaKeteres Lefnai Lefnim, that was used when he brought the Keteres inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ufoshet Esbigdei Abod, and then he will remove his linen clothing, Acher Shoitziyam, after he removes the Kaf and the Machta, the Loivish Bigdei Zov, and he will put on his gold clothing, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, in order to bring the Tamid of the afternoon, the Zehu Seder HaAvoidos, and this is the order of the Avoidos of the day. Tamid Shel Shachar Bigdei Zov. He would wear the Bigdei Zov for the Tamid in the morning. Vavoidos Parvisor HaPnimim, and the Avoida of the bull and the goat that were done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Uketaris Shalmachta, and the Keteris with the shovel, the Bigdei Lavan, they were done with the linen clothing. The Eloi, the Elaom, and his aisle, and the aisle of the Umiksas Hamusafim, and part of the Karbonos Musa for the day, the Bigdei Zav, were done with the gold clothing. The Vaitzoas Akaf Umachta, the Bigdei Lavan, the removal of the ladle and the shovel was done with the Bigdei Lavan. Ushiori Hamusafim, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, Uketaris HaHechol, Shal Mizbeach HaPnimi, BeBigdei Zov. And then, the Tamid of the afternoon, the Keteris, which was done on the inside Mizbeach, all were done with the gold clothing, and that was the order of the day. The Seder HaMekrois, Lefi Seder HaAvoidos Kachu, and the order of the Psukim, according to the order of the Avoidos, is like this. B'Shilach HaSasor BaMidbar, first comes Pasuk Chaf Beis, where he sent the goat, Lazozel. Then comes Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Verochas Es Besor Bamayim. He was Tovel in Beis Parva, and he put on his golden clothing, V'yotza V'osa Salosoi, V'schel V'chatos. And then he will bring his oila and the chatos on the Mizbeach. V'chol HaParasha Ad V'achoy Ken Yovel HaMachaneh. And the whole parasha until after Pasuk Chaf Ches, V'achoy Ken Yovel HaMachaneh. And first then comes Pasuk Chaf Gimel Uva Aaron, where he put on his white clothing to take out the Kaf and the Machta. In Sefer Shem Oilam, he asks the Kasha, why does Rashi say that all the Psukim until after V'achoy Chen Yovay Alamachne, until after Pasuk Chaf Ches, all come before Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where Aaron entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Machta? All Rashi should have said is that Pasuk Chaf Gimel comes after Pasuk Chaf Hei, after he was makriv his isle and the isle of the and was makriv the emurim of the chatois. Why does Pasuk Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, and Chaf Ches, which speak about the tumah of the person that took the sa'ir lazazel and the tumah of the person that burnt the chatois outside the machne, why do they come before Pasuk Chaf Gimel? It is fine to say Pasuk Chaf Gimel after Pasuk Chaf Hei, after he did the Avoides Bachutz of burning the aisle on the Mizbeach and burning the Chatas, the Emurim of the Chatas of the Mizbeach. That's when he went inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf HaMachta. Why do we have to say the Psukim that deal with Tumah before Pasuk Chaf Gimel? The Tzarachian, he does not give an answer. Zok Rashi v'hinicham sham, he will leave them there, melamesh et tu'unin gniza. This teaches us that they must be put into storage. V'lo yishtamesh v'oysenar bar begodim liyom ha'kipurim acher. And he will not use these four begodim for another Yom Kippur. V'rocha says besori, he will be tovel in a mikvah, l'mal l'madu. Earlier in Pasuk Dalet we learned, Mi Verochas es Besari Ulevesham. From the Pasuk, Verochas es Besari Ulevesham, Shekeshehu Mishan and Mi Bigdei Zov and the Bigdei Lavan. When he was changing from the Bigdei Zov to the linen clothing, Ton Tfilo, he needs a Tfilo. Sheba Oysa Tfilo, because by that Tfilo, Poshat Bigdei Zov, Sheovad Behem Avoides Tomichel Shachar, he took off the gold clothing which he used for the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Lavash, Big Day Lavon, and then he put on the linen clothing, Lavoidas Hayoim, for the special Lavoidah for the day of Yom Kippur. The Kan Lamadnu, and from this Pasuk, from this Tefillah, we learn, Shekishu Mishane Mi Big Day Lavon Le Big Day Zov, when he is changing from his linen clothing back to his gold clothing, Tone Tefillah, he also needs Tefillah. B'makom Kadosh, where does this Tefillah take place? In a holy place. Hamakudish Bekdushas Azara, that had the Kedusha of the Azara. V'hi Hoysa Begach Beis Parva, and this was on the roof of the chamber of Parva. Since Parva donated this chamber, it was called Beis Parva. And on this roof was where the Kohen Gadol did the second, third, fourth, and fifth Tefillah. V'chein Dalat Tefillah is Habois Chovel Ayoim, and so too the four Tefillahs that came because of the Chiyuv, the obligation for Yom Kippur, all four of those Tefillahs were done on the roof of Beis Parvo. Aval HaRishona, but the first Tefillah of the day, which could not be in the Azara, because he cannot enter the Azara before he was Tefil, that had to be Hoysa Bechil, that was in the area called Chil, which did not have the Kedusha of the Azara. One has to understand why the Torah first says B'mokim Kadosh, that the Tefillah was done on the roof of Beis Parva, first over here in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, which was the second Tefillah on the roof of Beis Parva. It should have said B'mokim Kadosh in Pasuk Dalet. It should have said V'rochas B'mayim Es Besoroi B'mokim Kadosh, because over there, that was the first time he was Tevil B'Beis Parva, on the roof of Beis Parva. We also have to know why over here it says Verochas es Besoroi Bamayim, as opposed to Pasuk Dalet that says Verochas Bamayim es Besoroi, the other way around. The Ayin Meshech Chochma that discusses this Diak. And Rashi continues Velovash es Begodov, and then he will wear his clothing, which is referring to Shmoyde Begodov, the eight Begodim, Shu Oivid Bohem Kol Yomois Hashanah, that he uses when he does the Avoida all year round. The Yotah, and he goes out. Here it literally means that he goes out, Min HaHechel El HaChotzer, from inside the Hechel to outside in the courtyard, Shemizbeach HaOilah Sham, where the Mizbeach HaOilah is over there. For also, and he will be Makriv Es HaOilosai, which is Ayel HaOilah, the Ayel HaOilah HaOmer Lamala that was stated earlier, Bezois Yovai Aharon El HaKodesh Bepar Ben Bokal HaChatos V'Ayel HaOilah, Ves Oilas HaOm, and he will bring the Oilah of the Om, V'Ayel HaOilah, the Ayel of the Oilah HaOmer Lamala that is stated earlier, Umei Eis Hadas V'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seire Izim LaChatos V'Ayel Echad HaOilah. Veschel v'achatos, and the fat of the karmachatos, a mure par v'soyer, the parts that go on the mizbeach from the bull and the goat, yakter ha-mizbeach, he will smoke on the mizbeach, ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, on the outside mizbeach, the ilu b'pnimi, because on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, ksiv, the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Titzaveh, le'salu olav keteres zara v'oilu mincha, you should not bring a keteres zara, a strange keteres, on this mizbeach, and not an animal for an oilu, and not flour for a mincha. So therefore it must be discussing the outside mizbeach. Asher huvez domom lahechol v'lefnai v'lefnim, he will take the remainder of the par and the chatos, the one whose blood was brought to the hechol, which means the blood was sprinkled outside the pareches, and whose blood was brought into the kodesh hakadoshim, and he will burn the rest of this par. And Rashi says v'chipar ha-kohen asher yimshach Kapara zu shel Yom Kippurim ain't a kasher el of the Kohen Gadol. The Kapara and the Avodah of Yom Kippur is only kosher by and through a Kohen Gadol. L'fisha nemra kol ha-parasha ba-Aaron, since this whole parasha was stated that it was done by Aaron, chutzruch loymar. Therefore the Pasuk must say, b'Kohen Gadol ha-bo achorov sheyehei kamoyu, that another Kohen Gadol that will come in future generations, that he will also be like Aaron and kosher to do the Avodah. And the one who will fill his hand and be inaugurated, I only know that the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha may do the Avodah. Meruba Begadim Minayin, one who just wore the extra clothing, the eight Begadim, how do we know that since he was not Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, he can still do the Avodah? Therefore the Pasuk says that even the one that just had an inauguration and did not get anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, he is also kosher to do the Avodah. V'heim kol ha-koyhanim gedoylim, and they are all the koyhanim gedoylim sha'amdu mi-yoshio ve'elech, that came after from Yoshio and on. Shebiyomov, because in the days of Yoshio, nigniza tzloiches shal Shemen HaMishcha, the jar of Shemen HaMishcha was hidden. L'chayin tachas aviv, to serve in the place of his father, l'lamed, This teaches us, if his son is fit to take over his place and become Kohen Gadol, he comes before any other person. And Rashi in Parashat Tetzaveh, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed, Divra Maschol Tachtov, says the same thing. Vayas and Aaron did Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kishegia Yom Kippurim, when it reached the day of Yom Kippur, he did these avoidas. Also Kiseder Hazeh, he did like this Seder. Ulahaget Shvachin Shel Aharon. The pasuk is telling us the praise of Aharon. He did not wear the big day kohen gadol and the begadim for Yom Kippur for his own greatness. Only to fulfill the decree of Hashem. So Rashi is bothered why the pasuk has to say that Aharon did like Hashem told Moshe. Obviously, he did like Hashem told Moshe. It's only to tell you the shvach of Aharon that he didn't do it for his own gedula, but just to be mekayim the gezerah of Hashem. And so we find in other places where it says lahagit shvachis shel Aharon shloshina in Parshas Baal Yisro in the beginning, and also at the end of Parshas Tzav, where it says also lahagit shvachis shel Aharon shloihita yamin usmal. He did not turn to the left or the right. He did exactly like Hashem said by the parsha of the Miluim, all the way at the end of Parshas Tzav. Revi, the pasuk continues with the parsha of shchutei chutz, the iser and the chiyuv karis of one who shechts a carbon outside the azara, or one who sprinkles the dam, the blood of the carbon, outside the azara. And the reason why this parasha is written next to the parasha of Yom Kippurim, Baal HaTurim explains that you might think that since the so'ir, the goat, that went lazazel, was done outside the machaneh, so therefore other karbonis may also be brought outside the machaneh. Therefore the pasuk says, no, there's a chiyuv karis for one who shechts a carbon outside the azara. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aharon, speak to Aharon ve'el bonov, and to his children, ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael, and to all the b'nei Yisrael, v'omarta aleihem, and you shall say to them, zeh hadover, this is the thing, asher tziva Hashem lemer, that Hashem commanded saying, ish ish, any person mi beis Yisrael, from the house of Yisrael, asher yishchad, who will shecht as a carbon, shor an axe, or a chesef or a sheep, or a ez or a goat, ba'machaneh, in the machaneh, which means in the machaneh leviah, outside the machaneh shechina, or asher yishchat michus la'machaneh, or if you will shech this carbon way outside the machaneh, in the machaneh Yisrael, or outside that, ve'el pesach oil merid la'yevioi, and he will not bring this carbon to the opening of the Oyel Moed, lahakrif carbon Lashem, to bring this carbon Lashem, lefnei Mishkan Hashem, before the Mishkan, dam yechoshev, this will be considered as if he spilled blood, as if he killed somebody. And just like one who kills somebody is chayiv misa, so too is a person that shechts outside the Azara chayiv karis. Dam yechoshev lo ishahu, it will be considered as if this person spilled blood. Dam shafach, he spilled blood. The reason why it says dam shafach is to tell you that even if the shechita was done in the Azara, but the blood was sprinkled outside the Azara, there is a chiyuv karis on that too. V'nichras ha'ishahu mikerav amoy, and this person will be cut off and die prematurely. Laman, in order, asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael, in order that the b'nei Yisrael will bring, as if chayhem their karbonos, asher heim zoivchim al p'nei asodeh, which they have the habit of bringing on the open field, but rather ve'heviyam Lashem, they will bring them Lashem, el pesach oil moed el ha'koin, to the opening of the oil moed, to the azara, to the koin. V'zavchu zivchei shlomim Lashem oisom, and they will shech them as karbonos shlomim. The pasuk must be read, v'zavchu oisom, and they will shech them as zivchei shlomim Lashem. V'zorak ha'koin es adam al mizbach Hashem, and the koin will sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, pesach oil moed, by the opening of the Oil Moed, the Hiktir HaChelev, and he will smoke the fat on the Mizbeach, L'Reach Nichoyach Lashem, for a Nachas Ruach before Hashem. V'lo Yizbechu Oides Tevcheyem La'Seirim, and they should not shech their karbonos anymore to Shedim, to demons, Asherhem Zoynim Achareyem, which they are going astray after them. Chuk HaSodom Tiazois Lohem L'Daroisam, an everlasting decree, this shall be for them, for their generations. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Asher Yishochet Shor Oichesev, one who will shecht an axe or a sheep, B'mukdosh and Akos Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about Karbonos, Shenema, like the Pasuk says further in Pasuk Dalid, Lahakriv Karbon, to be makriv a carbon. Ba'machaneh, he will shecht it in the machaneh, Chutz La'azara, outside the Azara. Dom Yechoshev, it's as if he spilled blood, Kishevich Dama Odom, like one who kills somebody, Shemeschayev Benafshoi, who must lose his life. so too this person loses his life by getting karis. Dom shafach. Zakrashi l'rabbis es hazerik dom bachutz. It's coming to include one who sprinkles the blood of the carbon outside the azara. Asherhem zoibchim, asherhem regilim lizbayach, that they have the habit to shecht outside, they should bring inside. And they should not shecht laseirim, lashedim, to demons, like the pasuk says, useirim yirakdusham, demons will dance over there.